This is our very, very last meeting. Whilst members are fighting about who sits next to next, seize the moment, because this is the last meeting, so you won't have that problem again. Honourable members, we are finalising on the Division of Revenue Bill. Last week we dealt with the negotiating mandates. Our decisions and minutes were circulated to all provinces, and then the provinces responded by way of sending final mandates. The National Treasury also did good to their commitment with regard to the Moloto Corridor project, the notorious route that continues to kill our people. Now, we will be dealing with the mandates and immediately thereafter adopt the report. And after the adoption of the report, deal with the legacy report, which is also adoption, and thereafter say our goodbyes and zoom into the Finance Committee meeting, which will also be brief, depending on what we say further than what we already said last week. So, honourable members, I have got two apologies from Honourable Bloom and Honourable Lees, who, due to party business, could not be part of this meeting. Surely we'll see them in the Fifth Parliament, God willing. So, so without any waste of time, let's do the mandate. I'll start with welcoming Honourable Muntinsi and go straight to the Eastern Cape. In the absence of a member from the Eastern Cape, I'll just read the mandate to the records. The province votes in favour of the bill and mandates the Eastern Cape Permanent Delegate to the NCOP to vote in favour of the bill. This message will be communicated to the members of the Eastern Cape tomorrow when the bill is voted for in the House. So the mandate is noted. Gauteng, Honourable Muntsitsi. Can somebody give Honourable Muntsitsi all the documents for today, please? Can you switch on your speaker, sir?
The Gauteng provincial legislature supports the principle and detail of the bill and therefore votes in favor, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Muntsitsi. That's Gauteng, Limpopo, Honourable Makhubela.
Chairperson, thank you. Limpopo legislature, final mandate to the Chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, name of the bill, Division of Revenue Bill, number of the bill is B5-2014, date of deliberation 24 March 2014, vote of the legislature, the NCOP permanent delegate to vote in favor of the bill, signed by the Speaker, Honorable Nong, on the 25th of 3, 2014. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Limpopo Mpumalanga, Honorable Mashile.
Oh. Chairperson, the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature vote in favor of the Division of Revenue Bill.
Thank you, Honorable Mashile, Northern Cape, Honorable De Beer.
Chairperson, the Northern Cape votes in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Honorable De Beer. The SCAPSE Provincial Parliament, Honorable Joseph.
Chairperson, the Western Cape votes in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Honorable Members. That concludes our negotiated final mandate to the Northwest. We haven't received their mandate as of although these are the late arrivals. KZN, there's no one from the KZN and the West City. Okay, the Free State one is belated. Let's take the KZN. Mashire?
Yeah, sir. KZN legislature, chair, resolved to support the division of revenue.
Thank you very much, noted. And the Northwest provincial legislature votes in favor of the bill. We, as soon as the mandate from Free State is received, Honorable Mugunu will be advised accordingly for tomorrow's voting in the House. Thank you very much, Honorable Members. We will now go straight to the report. And let me alert you that page 22 is missing. May I request we suspend that report for now because all the even numbers are not here. Pages. Let's, in the meantime, deal with the legacy report. The printing goes like page 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. It seems all the odd numbers. So they are attending to that challenge. So, yeah, but then that should not compromise our information. Let's deal with the legacy report, panel members, just in the interest of time. We'll come back to the Division of Revenue Bill. Honorable Machine. Yeah, but remember, I
think that there's a lot of changes, you know, from the principles that we were made to understand.
Yeah, okay, okay.
To yield the basis.
I would request that we deal with it when we deal with the report because it's somewhere also contained in the report, so that whatever decisions or conclusion we arrive at can be well captured in the report. The legacy report, you remember last week, it was just a matter of going back to accommodate the period immediately after the formation of the committee, 2009-10. So much, so that has been done, correct? We can take the report, page 1. Page 3,
I'm moving a little bit faster because it's just a statement of fact. Yes, page 4 and page 5. And page 6. Siebe. You are 8-8, I'm at 12.
Yeah, no, it's fine, sir. Some of the cars, except the motorbike, is for the reverse.
Alright.
Yeah, on 3, the heading, although is that these things were picked up during briefings and public hearings, but the heading, I've got a feeling that it's not appropriate.
Can you suggest the appropriate one?
You should be referring to the things that you have picked up from this briefing on public hearings. Because that's what it is contained in there.
Issues picked up from public hearings or briefings?
The heading should be appropriate to the content. I agree that, of course, is that we got this when we're having this.
So what should be the heading? Issues picked up or what?
Yes, the issues picked up or challenges or whatever, but this can't be the heading because it's not appropriate.
It's finding.
Or findings or observations or whatever.
Yeah. Findings during hearings, Alice?
Okay, I think it's a good point, but it's covered in the next sentence that follows that heading. The word findings is in there.
Okay. Findings, okay, you will correct that. Page 9, I'm still in the reverse mode now. Page 10, page 11, page 12, I put the forward gear now. Correct. Page 12. Honorable Mashile.
Chair, I just before I put the report, to propose adoption, just really to ask for the date, and where there are numbers, if our administration could just make sure that they are 100% correct. And then the rest of the content, I think is I'm happy about, and I move for adoption.
Okay. Are we all happy? Agreed? So the report is adopted. Unanimous. It should move by all of my children, seconded by all. All of my queen. Honourable members, then we are done with the report. May we, while still waiting, deal with the minutes of the last meeting, the previous meeting, not the last.
person, it will be interesting how we're going to deal with that specific item, you know, with respect to the minutes of today.
Yeah, no. We'll still be here next time, so we'll adopt the today's meeting. It's not a crisis. Page one. The minute is the document immediately after the legacy report. It's the last document. Page one, it's just people who are in attendance. You are all there. Page two. Call for adoption, Honorable Makubela.
Yes, I.
Honorable Makubela moves for adoption, and Honorable Joseph second. Honorable members, we are now going to the item Division of Revenue Bill. We'll adjourn for 5 minutes for tea and we'll resume at 1:30. I thank you. Tea break. the correct report is now being circulated. Our apologies, honorable officials. It would seem copies were only done for honorable members. So, bear with us. Honorable members, page one. I think the report was circulated as well. I'll be fairly slow. Page one. Page two.
I think one of my request will be that the committee focuses on observations and recommendations. The content of the report, the whole report was circulated to National Treasury in compliance with the Money Bills Amendment Act and also to the Budget Office. So I believe they are happy with the report. So.
Agreed, Honorable. Okay, let's go straight then to page 22. No, page 20. Page 19. Finding 5.1.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just want to check if the other mandate came in, the one that was outstanding. Yes. We earlier dealt with.
The what mandate?
Three said nothing.
Not yet, sir. Don't worry about it. They will still have an opportunity to vote tomorrow if the mandate arrives. it's not going to have a negative. Okay. 5.2. Some interaction with departments concerned and the FFC, but I think Wendy can give more details to that.
Yeah. A new grant gets introduced through the budget process, so a national department that wants to introduce a new grant needs to submit this as part of the budget process, and that means it often gets announced as part of the MTBPS already. It's indicated in that chapter that deals with the division of revenue that funding will be made available, and there's generally indication whether it will be the equitable share or conditional grants. But those decisions are not necessarily yet cast in stone, so that is the first stage where the committee can actually provide input and be notified of a new potential grant that's coming along. The national department needs to submit a business plan that then gets assessed to see whether the department is actually ready to implement. And then there's also, very late sometimes in the stage, also as part of the budget negotiation process, also then at a very late stage, a new conditional grant is introduced due to decisions made in the cabinet, for example. So those are even for us also sometimes a bit of a, you know, surprise. But those are then the ones that then for the first time then tabled as part of the Division of Revenue Bill.
The new committee chair then will have to deal with that, because surely there must be a process that this committee should know whether it's expecting new grants that are coming in or not.
Okay. Point well, fifth, 5.5. 6.11. Over the past years, are we talking the past 20 years or? Because it's not specific to, I'm not sure. Perhaps numbers can reflect on that. 5.11.
Well, I mean, we can talk about the parliament that we have been participating. Sure, you can talk about the said parliament.
5 years.
Yes, we can only talk from 2009.
Okay.
You see, otherwise, then we are just guessing.
All right. That will be properly indicated. 5.12. I think 14 and 12 somehow speaks the same thing. One must die.
With 13 chairs, I think there is a mixing up. I think we should have separated the issue relating to the problems of a district municipality, because the issues of unfunded mandates, then they cut across. Just separate the sentence, not to be a continuous sentence that mixes them, as if the district municipalities are the cause of the unfunded mandate.
All right, you got it. It should not only refer to district, but it must. 15. I think 15 and 13 again, one must give space for the other. Almost the same thing. And as one goes, then we are at 5.14, but they will correct the numbering. The high number of roads accident in Moloto, then we can talk about it in Moloto. Some of them. I don't know whether you want to talk about it here or under recommendation. The point I'm saying is that the discussion are likely to come to a particular conclusion. So it is as well better that we discuss so that if there is such, that find expression in the recommendations. Perhaps the findings part, if you are okay with it, is fine, then we can discuss the details under the recommendation if we are not satisfied with what is being recommended as Moloto, given the information now provided. Agreed?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
With 5.16, Chair, the problem, I think it is the part that talks 5.16.1, that talks to might take some time. I think that section of the sentence is dangerous.
Yes.
I think we must, with that 5.16.1, then it should just simply read the construction of a rail line that also require additional allocations from the fiscal.
Right.
Then that piece that talks about time, it's a speculation. I think we must remove speculation.
Okay.
And then so that others don't get a grip on it and and play monkey tricks with it.
Under 5162, are we certain of the ownership of the road today? Is it the provincial or national road? Okay. All right. Let's
now,
go to...
What I've got here is that there's a couple of number of roads that now have been proposed to be given to someone. That's why the thing that Mark West before.
Yes. As part of infrastructure development. Yeah. All right.
We only say Moloto Road, but here we talk about the R573.
Where are we? Are you commissioner?
I think I can propose that the R573 must be written in brackets,
yes,
after Moloto Road. Just write it in brackets behind it.
Chair, can we get clarity from Treasure as to whether the road has already been confirmed as national or provincial?
Treasure?
Yes, there's currently disputes on whether it should be a provincial and a national road, so the Minister of Transport, the National Minister of Transport, needs to make a ruling in this regard. Evidently, that ruling is imminent, but imminent can have a long time frame as well, unfortunately. So that is where the whole problem comes in, because now currently, because of the disputes, no one is funding it, which is quite a big concern. So the first step to get this issue sorted is to clarify the ownership of the road and then the funding.
No, the fact of the matter is that the Minister of Transport has been upfront on that road. And then the project of the Moloto Railroad. So it has been actually in the hands of the National Department of Roads and Transport. So always, you know, it's the officials in the offices, they'll always confuse themselves, you know, because they actually try and deal with some technicalities. But the fact of the matter is that politically it's understood that the National Department of Transport is the one that has been outspoken on that particular project. And hence, that's why even Sunrail and Praza, then they were being talked to. And all those two structures, they are at the national level. So all what we can say is that Treasury then must just simply make sure that that is cleared, so that the bureaucrats in the offices also start dancing to the correct tune.
I will Tiber and Joseph.
In that case, Chair, there will have to be a time frame for this, because we are finishing off today. The first Parliament's Committee on Public Works or Public Administration, the one now being chaired by Honorable Sabandi, will have to deal with this, as well as appropriations. So those of you who will be back here will have to take that task on yourselves because of the seriousness of this road.
Honorable Joseph and Honorable Monfito.
Chair, I think the road must have a current status, but the minister can speak from that level to any level down. So when the minister speaks, the national minister can speak on any level of road, on any sphere of government. So that does not automatically mean it is national because the minister have raised it. But it's important that the minister have raised it. But even if we've finished our business here today, the cabinet is still there. So the earlier point we've made, that the department made, the cabinet can still make announcements on taking who must take responsibility, and then of course what department or what level of government must fund. Thanks.
Yeah, now the issue is whether the province has already applied to national for the road to be declared a national road. That is one. But two, the type of recommendation that we can make is such that the Ministry of Transport should facilitate the status of the road, whether it is in essence a national road. So it must be instructive to the committee to follow that up with the Minister of Transport. Thank you.
Okay.
Because right now, you see, Treasury has explained to us that it is neither there nor here.
Okay. Honorable Mguni, you want to ask?
The policy or the theory that is there in public policy, that actually the utterances or announcements by the ministers sometimes are determine national policy. But the effect that the national ministers uttered on the national roads, on the road, it elevates to a national importance, national importance, and as such, a national policy that the motor road is quite accidental and national is looking to it, as such, it elevates it to a national road. So when you do study, public policy study, by mere utterance of the minister, it means that National Road must take responsibility.
I think we all are agreeing on who should we be recommending to in terms of going forward. So our focus is on the national department, and the rest they will sort it out. My mind tells me that at some point the president also spoke about this road when he was speaking about all other roads that were nationally intervened, like the Northwest ones and all those other. So it's fine. We go to recommendations. Let's not just leave that out when we talk to the recommendations there. Yeah. 6.1.
Why should we seek that from SARS? Because SARS is reporting to Treasury, to the Minister of Finance. It's really appropriate that SARS can answer on that one directly on their own. Or is that what the Treasury must explain to us why this is happening, and then if they seek the services of SARS, then they can, I don't know.
Do I have 6.1. And what is your question again, Anomashina? I'm sorry.
It's because we're requiring an explanation from SARS on the revenue projections. What I'm asking is why don't we really ask Treasury?
Okay.
Not SARS. Even though that we know that those projections may be coming from SARS, but they are presented to us by Treasury.
No harm. Agreed. Point two. Three.
I think here the yeah, you're right, but at the same time remember the issue was where the use of these services it should be avoided. It should not be like made even when there is capacity, because in certain instances people seem to just throw money to service providers because they don't want to do the work, and they outsource everything. So whilst I agree with your sentiments, but at the same time, they should guard against the abuse of the use of this. Agencies. Me and Honorable Mashila agree. And Honorable Manzizi and all. Thank you very much. 6.3. I hope the secretary is capturing all this. I'm not sure on this one, Wendy, if you can share some light. Do some of the recommendations not appear in the minister's response to the FFC, or that's to be sure.
Thanks. With regard to this recommendation, you should also look at the findings, because the findings is actually that captures it. In terms of the Intergovernmental Fiscal Relations Act, the Minister of Finance is only required to respond to recommendations as it relates directly to the Division of Revenue, and no other recommendation. So the concern that the FFC raised is that given that the Minister of Finance only responds to as per the legal mandate in terms of recommendations that deal with the Division of Revenue, we've even added indirectly related so that we can have a broader response. Some of the work that they're doing in terms of the FFC Act is not then being discussed in Parliament. A lot of those recommendations that the FFC make is actually policy related. So it's not necessarily National Treasury that's appropriately placed, but it's actually other portfolio committees that actually deal with that specific sector. For example, in the past, the FFC has made recommendations about higher education. So the portfolio of higher education needs to deal with those recommendations. So what the concern is, and what the FFC raises, how can they ensure that those recommendations actually then get discussed in those committees? So this recommendation is maybe a bit giving us more responsibilities than what the legislation requires from us.
Okay. So what are we saying to this now? 6.4. Honorable Joseph, we take it out.
Yes. No, I think we must support that, because we support the views of the FFC.
Yes, I'm saying after this explanation as given by Treasury, it should.
Sorry, I thought the committee wanted the committee want more information than the legal mandate, or is that not? Is it not correct to ask that? That's what I'm saying.
It's not correct to ask that, because we can't pronounce on sector policy that falls outside our mandate, unfortunately.
Let's take it out on a member. Thank you very much. 6.5.
The Chairperson, 6.5 as well, I'm not sure whether we should communicate with the FSC through this particular document, because we have got engagement with the FSC, and then we can take this resolution in any meeting when we are speaking to FSC and demand this particular report. I'm not sure, I don't think that we really need to include this 6.5 as well.
Agreed. 6.6. My apologies for, I was just clarifying some words here.
I can repeat, Chair.
Yes,
sir. I was saying with 6.6, although in principle I agree with it, but I'm just worried on the process in relation to the sector department. Who is going to take responsibility to ensure that they do this particular work with FSC?
Okay.
Because we don't need to take a resolution that is not implementable, or we can't even monitor it, or nobody will report on it.
I wanted to go back to one of the observations at the back there. Can we get, okay, Honorable Consul.
Yeah, Chairperson, I thought 6.6 is oversight work, which means the committee should ensure that National Treasury and relevant bodies, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the point I wanted to say was that in our earlier discussion, we were also making a point that as and when there are such discussions to introduce new grants, the committees, relevant committees, should be brought on board before the actual implementation of those, so that we don't know about it for the first time, like when the division of revenue is already out. So I think that is the element that we must put into the recommendation. Am I correct? All right. 6.7.
Six point seven. The way we have crafted it is reactionary. I think what it should be calling on is that we must be provided with principles and fiscal rules that it applies to arrive at expenditure ceiling level.
All right. 6.8 is also to correct the issues relating to the district to include all other levels of municipalities. Agreed? 6.9, the Moloto Road. Let's just check if it sufficiently captured the spirit of our discussion. Cover our concerns, Honorable Wendy.
This is still making it long term, i.e. 2015-16, so this recommendation is fine for going forward, but what is needed is also a decision for 2014-15, and what is needed there firstly is that the National Department or the Minister of Transport and the National Department of Transport urgently clarifies with the timeline the ownership of the road, because it's currently a provincial road, but the intention is to move it to a national road, and that after that has been done, that the necessary reprioritization be done in 2014-15 to ensure that the urgent upgrades are done or refurbishments are done. And then maybe linked to that is that a report be submitted to Parliament X days after this committee.
Honourable Dipier agrees. Honourable Mashile.
Chairperson, as it is, this recommendation seeks to say that no request has been made. As it stands here, should submit a request for funding. This seeks to say that this has not happened. And I really can't say that's correct. Because this particular project, I think it is long that it has been in the public domain. And I'm definitely sure that the province of Mpumalanga expect it to be done. Like, as I've said, is that even the Minister of Transport has actually spoken on certain preliminary activities already having been started, whether it is feasibility studies or whatever it is called. Already they are happening, those activities. Therefore, they can only happen if there is a request that has been made or acknowledgement that the National Department is supposed to do some work. So, I would really talk about requesting funding to start the upgrade. You see, and not necessarily just request for funding to upgrade the road, to start, because the issue of actually dealing with that road.
To start the what?
Yeah, to start the upgrade. That is what I would think, Chairperson. But the crux of the whole recommendation, I think, I don't have a problem except that piece.
The proposal, can I read the proposal sponsored earlier on? politics, because it seeks to talk to the agency that Honorable Mashile is talking about. It says the National Department of Transport must urgently clarify ownership of R53 or Moloto Road bracket R53 and ensure that funding is made available for urgent refurbishment of the road as part of the 2014 adjustment budget process. Meaning, when we deliver the adjustments in October, provision should be made for that road. We can penal bid that then and principal agreed. Is in the immediate. Wendy?
Can I just propose that we say 2014 adjustments budget and 2015 MTF, because it's two separate budget processes.
Yeah.
And otherwise, we just get money in here and not for the long term.
That's progressive. Thank you very much. That's very progressive. That was the last part, honorable members. Having considered the bill submission made by the stakeholders, the committee reports that it has agreed to the Division of Revenue Bill BABA B5-2014 without amendments. Can I sign with those amendments? Thank you very much, honorable members. With those corrections, I will sign and table it in the House tomorrow. So that brings us to the end of our agenda items, honorable members. So, honorable members, this being our very last meeting, let me take this opportunity to thank you all for the hard work and dedication you have shown during the period or the tenure of our office since 2009 November, when the committee was established, until now. It has been a very good period for me as the chair of this committee and for me as a member of this committee, and I really appreciate the support that you have shown as members, the support staff, all staff members, National Treasury, PGM, and our provincial liaison officers, including the media people who always visited us. It has been a very good 5-year period together, and now that we are coming to an end, it's only fair to say thank you very much, comrades. I think we have achieved a lot within that short space of time, and we have no regrets in terms of execution of our mandate. So as we go for campaigning, I wish you all well. And to those who will be coming back, that is those who are already on the list, we wish you all the best. And I'm sure that you will all be coming. Some will be going to the National Assembly. Some will be still in the NCOP. Some will go to the local government. Others could be ambassadors, and others will be officials in government. In our different responsibilities, I hope that you will continue to show the dedication and commitment that you have shown. So thank you very much. And those who are still to know their fate, I also wish you well. And we will still be together in the next 5th Parliament. And staff, I'm sure you will be serving different other committees. We also wish you well. And thank you very much for that, for your support and your hard work, and from myself as the chair, I wish to say I thank you very much. I know Honorable Muntisi becomes emotional when you say goodbye. That's why he keeps on saying, Amanda, he wants me to stop. So that is, Honorable Member, we couldn't say anything during the lunches and the dinners. Others, we tried to accommodate and have the last dinner with yourself. We had a dinner with others, those who were able to come. We arranged the last lunch. Others came, others didn't come. But we all understand it was not deliberate. It's the nature of our work. So that's all from myself, Honorable Members. Honorable Mashile.
I wanted to propose the adoption of today's minutes. So that you have got nothing hanging.
So that's all from me, Honorable Members and staff. And may God bless you all moving forward. That's all from me. I'm not sure if honorable members would want to say a word or two before I attend this meeting and we get into finance committee meetings. Thank you. I get the impression that members have covered everybody of them. Thank you very much, honorable members. This meeting stands adjourned. I thank you.